realms of Senith.
We gave some dude to the werewolf because he was a douchebag. And then I think we're returning to the king now, right?
I thought we were going back to see if we were going to go kick some werewolf ass. I don't know if we were giving up on that or not.
I guess it just depends on what the king thinks, really.
Well, being about a week out from Elkwood, Vigor Philip is kind of in charge of the whole operation out here at the moment, which for the most part is actually just heading back to Elkwood anyway. However, when you get back and say that not only are there witches out there, but there's a forming pack of werewolves, he is definitely concerned, and he says that he's gonna send a company up to that village to kind of check that out. And Vicar Philip tells you that several villagers have already left and you may have passed them on your way here. So there's already people on the way back to Wurmhelm. And if they get there and stay with the werewolves for a while, that could be a problem.
Yeah, we should go deal with them, I guess.
Well, why'd they go back? It wasn't safe.
I had just assumed that by the time you come back that it would be safe there. The witches would have been dealt with, and also, I didn't even think there were witches, so you're telling me there are.
Yeah, and apparently the guy who asked you to send people to deal with them is the person who hired them on Craigslist. And apparently he hired them to deal with bandits that he also hired to deal with bears that he may or may not have hired to deal with another problem. So yeah, very fun guy.
As you leave with the company and start to arrive at the village, things don't look much different. There's people here now that seem to be unloading their things and putting them into houses. Well, you can tell it's definitely strange to the soldiers that are with you because they're aware that there's a threat here and all these people are acting like everything's just fine. They seem happy to be home. And
how many soldiers did the king send with us?
Well, quite a few for the whole march out towards the Aerofort, but with you right now would be about 50 people, about 50 soldiers. And they're all cavalry as well, so they're not heavily armored or anything. They're just like medium armor, but they're definitely capable men.
Oh, we got 50 men?
Yeah.
Or 50 soldiers? Yeah, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, so I guess more is just as happy as all the villagers.
I hope they packed some silver.
Yeah, they did bring some silver. They weren't thinking of that in the terms of werewolves, though, but there's other fey creatures that are vulnerable to silver that they were thinking on.
Okay, well, let's ride then.
Yeah.
Oh, did we level up?
January 12th should be level 4.
I've been level 3 this whole time.
Oh, that's actually funny.
Okay, I'm going to level up real quick. Yeah. I was probably just lazy and didn't do it, then forgot. We're definitely good to go now.
Telling me we fought the fucking demon thing and you were level 3?
Yeah, yeah, level 3. We can continue. I'll level up in as we go.
All right, the tavern, it's lit now. You can see that from the outside through the windows and the doors and everything. And it seems to be fairly busy in there. There are people that don't live in the village, but nearby that are staying here. You can hear that there's commotion inside. There are people, there's a lot of people in there talking and greeting one another, people that hadn't seen each other while they were on the road. The door is actually open for you, and you can see somebody that looks like they're sweeping up different, you know, just grit, grime and grit from the floor and trying to reshine all the wood, trying to get the place back into business. And she looks out and sees that you are walking by, and she calls out and says, "Hey, there's a friend here of yours. She asked me to be looking out for you."
It's not the mayor, is it?
No, it's not the mayor.
Okay.
Her name was Diamond. She's just inside and to the right.
Oh, hey. All right. We'll go inside to the right.
Definitely not the mayor.
Diamond, good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Right. How's the adventuring been?
Witches and werewolves and dumbass mayors. Oh, my.
Oh.
You ever hear the story about the lady who swallowed a fly and then she swallowed a flight spider to get the fly? I don't know why.
Swallowed the fly, perhaps she'll die.
That's exactly what this mayor did. Only it was bandits and then it was witches or something like that.
I think he swallowed the bears and then he swallowed the bandits and then the witches.
How you can swallow a bear, I have no idea.
Well, if the mayor's still alive, we can ask him.
All right, I'll have to ask him.
I think he's dead, though. We gave him to the people that pissed off. There might be a spell for that. I'll look at it as I consolidate my power.
I don't think there's a spell for curing life choices, bad life choices.
The door opens and drinks. Anybody want some ale?
Well, the service here has definitely improved.
She says, this is on the house.
Erevan will have like a glass.
Not really an ale girl.
I'll drink it.
All right. She gives Erevan a glass and pours some into it from one of the pints and then gives you one of the fresh pints. And I guess she gets Diamond some more grapes.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. I love grapes.
Bows a bit and goes back into the kitchen where you can hear that there's some commotion in there as well. To the south, you hear a lot of commoners down there and talking about their days and everything.
Maybe the witches and werewolves really did leave this place alone. Or maybe they're mind controlling everyone. Who knows?
Or they're just waiting for the full moon.
Erevan, Morin, you might know him. The ranger who was stuck here with you before?
I vaguely remember him.
Yeah, not a whole lot of conversations with him or anything, but he did stay the night with you as the werewolves were trying to, you know, kind of patrolling around the building here. He comes into the room as well and has a seat, looks to all of you and says, welcome back.
Good to be back.
I'm a little distressed about the arrival of all the villagers already. I don't know who said that was fine.
It wasn't us.
I have, however, managed to track down the witch's lair.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
I'm of mind that maybe if we could sneak past all the werewolves that might be still in the woods, which maybe one of you might know better than me their general nature, but I would suspect they would rather stay with what they know, which would be in civilization and not out in the wilds. So we might actually be able to get past to the witches. I didn't have much problem myself.
I'm not very stealthy. Just fair warning.
Even if you're not that stealthy, I don't think we'll have problems. Have any of you fought a werewolf before?
No. Should be fun.
I read a book about it once.
I might have also read that book.
Yeah, there was werewolves, and there's vampires. Mm-hmm. Vampires sparkled, kind of like Batman does now.
He takes a drink and he's like, tell me more about these sparkling vampires. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they could be out in the day, which is weird because we know that's not true. They weren't afraid of running water, like, weird. But in the sun, they glistened and sparkled in this weird way.
Kind of like glitter.
Yeah, they're fancy vampires.
He takes another drink as he's, like, thinking. He's like, so what about garlic?
No.
Group stealth check for the travel through the forest.
14.
18. Oh, I got pretty good rolls, actually. 18 with disadvantage.
Right, so he leads you through the forest. You did not notice any werewolves in the area, but you did come across some tracks. And eventually it led you to what looked like an underground entrance. You'd also see what looked like drag marks of large objects like crates and probably some barrels that were rolled recently through here. However, when you descend down the stairs a bit, you start hearing the sounds of scream.
Screaming.
It sounds like a male that is screaming. And then you can hear beneath what sounds like chanting.
No, that's not good.
That doesn't sound
good.
Oh, wait,
good. Maybe it's the mayor. Maybe we should wait.
maybe we should go and try to save them.
If it's the mayor, really, we could really wait.
I'm sure they need our help.
Well, how about we go there and we see who it is? And if it's the mayor, we can slowly and awkwardly walk away backwards.
Diamond, as you trek forward to the door on the top right to you, there's something inside and through that door. You can kind of hear small motions of something like a large creature that seems to be moving something, probably a werewolf in werewolf form, using their strength to move large crates and stacking them.
It's a werewolf. It's a werewolf, guys. Are we avoiding the werewolves or?
Well, the villagers, I think, that they turned them into a werewolf.
Can we break the curse?
Diamond, roll a d20, and I can't remember what it would be. I think it would be nature.
Oh, but I got that. 18.
It could be broken, but usually it would be tied to like a natural art or an artifact, like a magical artifact that you would have to break or use to remove the curse from the creatures.
I don't have any of them.
No, but you would suspect that these witches do. And as you're thinking on it, that's probably the screams you're hearing is someone being turned into a shape changer.
Can we stop the change before it's complete? Probably not.
Can we tell who it is?
Yeah, it's just the mage.
All right, go ahead. It's going to be one hell of a perception check because it's just like a howl, like a full throat howl that you hear that's really hard to tell someone's voice.
Okay. I got a 6. Do I know who it is?
How much, Diamond?
15.
15. What's Aravon got?
I didn't think I was rolling. Hold on. I rolled anyways, and I got a 20. I want to use that somehow if I can. Like 20 on the die, and that's 20 total too, because my wisdom is 0. I don't have any perception proficiency.
You and I think Diamond, well, Diamond hasn't met the mayor, but you have the suspicion that that is definitely the mayor. It would seem that the werewolves brought him to the witch.
I'm going to gonna tell Morid it's probably the mayor.
All right,
you guys are just gonna let the mayor become a werewolf?
Yeah, then we're gonna kill him.
Why?
Well, or we could just kill him now before he becomes a werewolf.
The mayor, honestly, if me telling you about the story about the lady who swallowed the fly doesn't persuade you, number two, he is more XP as a werewolf than he is as a mayor.
Did y'all do evil or something while I was gone?
No. You don't understand this guy. But okay. He hired us and he's like, hey, something bad's happening to my village. And we're like, okay, we're on our way to Moridville, mind you. We're going to take back whatever they're calling it now. It is, has, and always will be Moridville to me. It's in my heart. But what I'll say is that we were on our way there and we got sidetracked by this mayor who says, hey, I need help. I need help. And so we went, only to find out that the reason he needs help is because he was abandoning his village to all these monsters to solve a problem because he keeps hiring worse monsters. Well, if he wants to hire a monster, he just hired one. I am the monster in this story.
He pissed you off that much.
Yeah, this guy doesn't deserve to live. His kid, however, Mimsy, you know, he's going to help us reclaim Moridville. We're gonna turn his life around, but this mayor... No.
What if the son turns out to be just as much of a dunce as the mayor?
Well, then we'll wait for him to turn into something worse, and because we'll be stronger then.
Kill him for more XP.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just building an XP farm at this point.
I think there are very few people that are not redeemable. Even if the mayor is redeemable, he doesn't deserve it. He was given all these people's lives to protect, and he made such terrible life choices that his only choice now is how does he die? Well, that sounds painful if that's him, and he deserves that. And then we're going to take him out. Because if we save him, he's going to make more terrible life choices, and more people are going to be destroyed. You know how many villagers are now werewolves because of this guy? A lot. That's the answer. I didn't wait for you to answer, but that's the answer.
Okay, buddy.
I'm a little fired up.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm a little fired up. Morid takes a huge breath. Okay, I'm good now. He pets his cannon. Sorry to scare you.
Well, just out of curiosity, well, I guess we'll find out when it happens. All right, yeah.
Wait, what?
When what?
What are we curious about? No, I'm curious.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, I was going to ask, I'm curious how you're going to break the ice about killing his dad to Mimsy.
We're not. The witches did it. We got a perfect scapegoat here.
So you're going to kill the mayor and then lie about it?
We're not lying.
Well, I read this book once. It wasn't more of a book. It was more like a play that was acted out in front of me. It was more like if there was an opera set in space, right? And from a certain point of view, when he becomes a werewolf, he's no longer the mayor. So did we really kill the mayor if we let him turn into a werewolf? That's debatable. I would dare say that the argument is that the witches killed him by turning him into a werewolf.
And we had to put him out of his misery.
From a certain point of view, that is true.
We could also break the curse that without killing him.
I don't think you've met this guy before. I don't think you really know the kind of person he is.
All right. All right, Diamond. We can try to save him, but I swear to you, if you meet this guy, you're gonna kill him. But we can do it your way. I'm good with that. We may have gotten a little hard in the times, you know, that we've been apart, but you know, we'll follow your lead here. What would you like to do?
Between the screams that you hear, they die down just a little bit, and you hear someone saying, "I've got to be the best, the best mayor ever."
It's 100% him.
What the fuck?
He's going to be the best mayor ever is what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Life choices.
Well, once we hear that, I'm like, all right, let's get to saving him. He's going to be the best. He said so. So how do we... Can I look in the room to see how to save him?
Which room?
The room that he's screaming in.
Oh, he's screaming. The screams are coming from the north door.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to go to the north door.
Is this north?
Straight up, yep.
We don't even scout. We just walk right by that open door, right up to the north door. I'm going to look back at these guys. I'm going to say, I wish I would have taken... when I studied those wizard spell books, I really wish I would have taken the Find Familiar so they could scout for me. But I didn't. I took some other spells. That's me telling you that I took the Magic Initiate Wizard Feat.
What are these, like, bricks here? Are these stairs?
Yeah, those are stairs that go down.
It's still coming from down here?
Yeah. As you go down these stairs and get to that wall there, Erevan, that ruffling sound, you can hear it coming from around the bend there. It's very clear. It's going to be in the open. You think there's at least two werewolves there, and it sounds like they're dragging a couple barrels away from you at the moment.
Okay, then we should go while they're going away.
Only one way to tell how strong werewolves are, you know, fight one.
Are you trying to be stealthy as you peek around the corner here, or are you just going to walk right up?
We're just going to walk, because I'm not stealthy.
I'm not the stealth either.
I got a +2 with disadvantage.
So, Erevan, you go first.
Charge up to that guy, swing at him with my greatsword. 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
He will take 13 damage, and that is probably my turn.
All right. Werewolf 1 does not get to act. Diamond, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to reach in my pocket and grab a magic stone and kind of like fling it at the werewolf on the other side of Erevan. Erevan, sorry.
You're in the middle of combat. It's fine.
14.
That's a hit.
And then 8 points of damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Morid, you get to go.
Oh, good thing my team is stealthy and I'm not. So my cannon, I'll just shoot my cannon and then I'll take my movement and my action. Oh, that's a good roll. I rolled a 17, so 25 to hit. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
14 damage.
Wow. Okay.
It's a lot. I pull out my spear that I made myself that I haven't used at this point, but I took a cantrip I want to use now. I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade and make an attack with it. That's a 19 on the die. I'm going to do 5 points of damage plus 6 fire. And if I remember the spell correctly, it jumps to something within 5 feet, I believe.
Erevan, it is your turn if Morid is done. Yeah, I counted it in.
I just realized I have Green Flame Blade too, so I'm taking a look at that spell and I might try that as well.
Pretty solid.
Okay, yeah. It's a little bit of damage, but it's better than nothing. So, yeah, okay. See, I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade and swing at the first werewolf with my greatsword. 16 to hit?
Yep. These things only have 11 AC.
Ooh. So 15 damage to the first one, and then the second will take 4 fire damage as the flame leaps to it. That is my turn.
And that takes out the first werewolf. All right, so it's Diamond's turn.
Oh, well, good job killing a werewolf, I guess, since that was so easy. I'm just going to keep throwing my magic stones, and I'm just going to throw another magic stone at the other one.
All right, his AC is going to be up a little bit because he does have a cover, but I imagine that you can still hit him.
Oh, no, I can't. I rolled a natural one.
Ow! I'll get out of the way. I'm so short. How'd you hit me?
Sorry. My bad. Aim's a little off.
We can save the mayor, I promise.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's your turn, Mord. You're up.
Well, I will tell the cannon to come right in the doorway, like right here, and shoot. Uh-oh. That's a 10. That's a miss.
Barely, too.
Yeah, we missed.
The cannon's still eyeing Diamond behind.
Yeah.
Cannon doesn't want to get hit.
So the action, I'm going to go here, so I'm not leaving his threatened area, so I'll go here, and I'll try to stab him with another green flame blade because it does an extra D8 damage. That's also a 10. Yeah, at fifth level or fourth level or fifth level it does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm fourth level, okay.
It only does extra damage to the target next to it.
Oh, well then I'll just try to stab. Well, then I guess I would do something different. It doesn't matter, I already attacked. I hit it to 10 to hit. I was reading, I don't know why I thought we were fifth level. I just leveled up to fourth. I thought I'd preemptively level ahead one level because I know I'll forget. So take 1d8 damage away from the first one.
Okay, he gets back up.
I totally did 1d8 more damage than I should have the first round.
But you can green flame blade him and do an extra damage to the first guy.
Oh, that's true. Oh, he missed though.
I missed. Yeah, I rolled. I rolled a 6. Yeah.
He gets back up just to get green flame down.
Not as bad as Diamond though. Everyone's gonna be Iron Diamond too because he doesn't want to get hit.
Listen, if you don't want to get hit, move out of my way.
There, get closer. You scared?
No, I have bad trajectory when I'm closer. Remember the little fucking demon children?
All right, it's actually Werewolf 2's turn. Okay, I actually get the roll for the monster's attacks. This is great. All right, it takes a bite at Morid, and it does hit.
Yep.
You need to make a DC 12 Constitution saving throw, or you will become a werewolf.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah, like, can't throw Morid? I'll be the best artificer ever.
What the fuck? You'll be the best mayor ever.
Do you really want to be the mayor, Morid?
I almost... Okay, look, I rolled a 13, so I almost became a werewolf right there.
You almost became the best mayor ever.
Yeah. Take 4 damage. It swings at you with its claws and misses.
Okay.
And it's going to be Erevan's turn.
Time to green flame blade this first dude here with my greatsword. That is, I think that's a 21 to hit. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Well over its AC, I'm guessing. 12 damage to the first guy and 4 fire damage to the werewolf next to him. And then I'm going to move probably about here.
Shit, y'all going to leave me alone?
You asked me to move.
It's time for you to go beast mode. Diamond's going to go beast mode.
Diamond, it's your turn. And you see the cannon slowly spinning around in a circle and looking directly at you. If the cannon could look scared, that's the face you see on it.
Stop shaking. You're embarrassing me.
You're away from me. Just going to sprint to the... Yep, here we go. Hopefully that like didn't just see me run in here. Fuck.
It definitely did.
Shit.
All right. You are in melee range with the thing.
I guess I'll use ice knife and stab it in the gut.
All right. Is that an attack roll for you, or do I need to save?
Dexterity saving throw. Each creature within 5 feet of point where the ice exploded must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. Oh, that's when it explodes. So it does 1d10 of piercing, and then if I hit or miss, it explodes. And then each creature within 5 feet and the target... have a dexterity saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage.
All right, make your ranged spell attack. I'm going to assume you made it before you started running. So
sure. 16 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
All right.
So it takes 1d10, right? Yeah.
Yeah. 8.
Okay. Hit or miss, the shard then explodes. The target and each creature within 5 feet. So it and all of you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
I got an 8.
Okay, Morin, you missed. The save
15.
Think, what is your DC or your DC on Diamond?
Oh, 13.
All right, so Morid fails that. The werewolf makes it. So I think you rolled 2d6 for cold damage.
Wait, who did I just cold damage?
Yeah, me.
Damn it. 3. Oh, that's 1.
Yeah.
Sorry, Izzy.
8.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, we got chili in here.
See what happens when you show fear, Cannon? never let him see you sweat.
All right, Mord, I think it's your turn. I'm assuming Diamond's done.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fuck up anymore.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so she told us about that other guy coming up, right?
She ran in saying, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Okay.
if I recall.
Okay, so.
I ran in saying, oh shit, oh shit, I hope it didn't see me.
I'll just stab it.
You're not going to try to green flame blade Diamond?
No, I'm good with that.
Obviously, next turn.
Well, I mean, if we're constantly going eye for an eye, all of us are going to be blind, you know?
I got a 22 to hit, and that's seven points of damage.
Okay.
I'm going to move here because I'm not going to provoke from him, so I can look out here. And that cannon doesn't have... Do I even have line of sight on that guy?
Barely, because it's in motion. You can barely see him.
Okay, I'll move the cannon to there, I guess. Fire at it.
You can, like, see some ears over the pillar that's so partially built there.
So you got cover then?
It has cover from you, but your cannon would be clear if you moved it. Or is that not how that works?
I think it's going to be up to you until we look it up.
All right, let's give your cannon full shot here.
Okay, that's a 20 to hit.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to hit even if he had cover.
Yeah, 12 points of damage.
It definitely knows we're here now.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right, is that your turn, Morid?
Yeah.
It's going to attempt a claw on Erevan. I think that missed. Yeah, and then another bite on Morid because he just seemed to like laugh and seem excited about being bitten, so.
Death looked him in the face and he laughed.
Does it think I'm a werewolf or something because I'm a cat? Because it's not trying to attack me. I feel left out.
Well, it's because the other one hasn't gotten to you yet. Yeah, 14 does not hit Morid, I think, no, right?
Morid's pretty armored up. That's why he has disadvantage on stealth check. He's got a 19.
So it's Erevan's turn.
I'm going to hit the werewolf right here with a booming blade greatsword attack. That is 18 to hit.
Yep.
So that is 17 damage. If it willingly moves 5 feet or more before the start of my next turn, it will take an additional 1d8 thunder damage.
Okay, so this werewolf's turn. So does your cannon, is it a thing to attack?
Yep, it's got an AC and everything.
What's its AC?
18.
Okay, hits it with the spear.
It's got a spear?
Apparently werewolves have spears now, great.
Has 9 damage to it.
9, ooh, ouch.
Does that destroy it or no?
No, it's got 20 hit points.
I'm sorry, claw. It has spears in humanoid form, so this would be a claw. It's the same damage, essentially, 2d4 plus, so we'll just go with the d8.
Yep.
Is the cannon still there?
Yep.
Oh, geez. 3 damage from its claw. I mean, its bite anyway.
Is my cannon going to turn into a werewolf?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Because that would be sweet.
That would be awesome.
I guess that's your call.
Okay. All right.
Put some ears on your cannon or something.
I take like a patch of fur and I stick it to it.
Okay.
Just take some off the werewolf that we killed.
Diamond, it is your turn.
All right. Well, I'm going to go as far away from this one as I think I can. Like, I think if I go here, it's going to be the best to hit him with a magic stone. So that's what I'm going to aim for.
All right. Well, you did want to get hit, so that's a good idea. Does a 14 hit you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it tried to hit you, so you're not left out. It tried to bite you as it ran away.
Okay. Well, to hit it with my magic stone, I got 19.
Okay. It ate your stone instead. What's the damage?
4.
Is that your turn?
I was going to heal Morid, too, because I accidentally fucked him up a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm just going to cast healing words on him, I guess. 4. Plus 3.
Plus 7?
Yeah.
That's a good word. I feel better. Thank you. It must have been bird. Is that the word that you said?
Oh, definitely bird.
Because the bird's the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bird's the word.
Mord, it's your turn.
Well, my cannon's getting beat up. I think my cannon is getting a disadvantage because it's like in melee, right? Okay. Disadvantage. Here we are.
You're getting lots of disadvantage.
I got a 12 disadvantage. That's good.
That's a hit, too.
14.
What are the numbers on these things?
Hmm?
The numbers below the werewolf icons on the map.
How much damage we did to them.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. I've been watching.
I hope you're not watching too hard. I'm pretty bad at math.
I'm bad at math, too, so it doesn't even matter. I believe you.
perfect.
All right. So, yeah, cannon's probably going to go bye-bye. That's a very precious spell slot. I only have 3 spell slots. I will attack the werewolf in the room with us, the spear. It's a 14.
That's a hit.
That's a whopping 4 damage, but it is magical. Yep, that's my turn.
Werewolf 2 is going to take a bite at Morid. Does 18 hit you with the claw?
No. I blocked it with my shield.
Oh, okay. It was a claw, though.
I still blocked it with my shield. I mean,
all right, it's a claw. It's not going to turn you into a werewolf. You can go ahead and let it hit you.
but it doesn't. That's why my spear only does a d6 of damage, because I got a shield in my hand.
Okay, I mean, you want to block it.
Yeah.
It's Airfod's turn.
I would like to block it.
It's a friendly claw. It's flower scented. I'm gonna swing at this guy with another booming blade. That is 21 to hit.
Yep.
13 damage. And I don't know. I guess I'll move over here. And that's my turn.
All right. This wolf down here is gonna bite at our claw at the... Is 14 hit your thing?
It does not. AC is 18.
Oh, natural one. Diamond, it's your turn.
All right. I guess I'm gonna just throw another magic stone. I don't know what to do anymore.
Wait. I'm sorry, Diamond. Your cannon has 18 AC?
Yeah.
Jesus. Go ahead, Diamond.
I know, right?
Okay. I rolled a 16, but then I got its attack bonus is +5. That's 21.
That's a hit.
All right. 5 damage.
And the werewolf is down.
Woo! Killed it!
Magic stone to the head and kind of wobbles a bit and falls over, and a thunder strike hits.
Whack!
Yeah, it's Mord's turn, unless you want to move, Diamond.
I think I might. I'm going to, for now, I hide behind this real quick.
Okay, Mord.
Well, I'm going to firebolt it. I got a 16 to, well, it's a 23 to hit. I do 1 point of fire damage, and I guess the cannon's going to shoot at disadvantage as my bonus action. Ooh, I got a 10, so it misses. That's... I'm going to go there. That's my turn.
Erevan.
Is it possible for me to move here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be just 30 feet.
I'm going to booming blade him with my greatsword. 19 to hit and 12 damage. And that's probably my turn.
It's turn. It's going to take a bite at Erevan. 15 is a miss on Erevan, I'm pretty certain.
That is just barely a hit. If matching my AC is a hit, then that's a hit.
You need to make a DC 12 saving throw constitution.
14.
14. Okay. You're good. Claws miss, but you take 7 damage. And it's Diamond's turn.
I'm going to peek around my little hiding spot. And I guess I'll throw a magic stone. 17.
That's a hit.
6 to hit, or 6 damage.
Gonna move further?
Sure, I'll go back in my hidey hole.
Okay. Morid.
Cannon rolled a 13 at disadvantage.
Okay, that's a hit.
8 points. 19 with the spear. 8 damage.
We're out of initiatives.
I smell the claws of that werewolf and said, that does not smell like flowers.
Why would you do that, man? Come on.
You said it was like a flowery attack. I wanted to see what that was like.
Oh, wow. The witches have names.
You still hear the chanting coming from down there, but it's a bit difficult to see them. There's some smoke coming from their area, but through the fog, you do see them. And they seem to be, you don't know what's in one of their hands, but you definitely see there's an object in one of their hands. Looks like it has a feather on it. They're chanting and dancing around this what looks to be a werewolf. And the screaming is starting to sound more like howls.
Wait, what just happened?
As you're looking down this hallway right here, you see through a mist that's encircling the area that these witches are. You see them dancing around this werewolf. One of them seemingly holding an object in their hand with a feather on it. Looks like some kind of a token. And you can see that there's a human that's been turned into a werewolf right here. And they're in their werewolf form. They're laying on the ground at the moment, but this werewolf looks a lot larger than the ones you've just fought.
Oh, no.
That's bad. So we going in guns blazing?
I don't know what else we can do.
Can put the cannon back on my shoulder.
All right.
Well, do you want to live forever?
I don't know about forever.
As you're getting close, as you're walking down this hallway or running, I'm not sure how fast you guys are moving here. You can hear the beastial sounds emanating from this wolf, this werewolf. And it's saying something to the effect of, I'm going to have all these votes.
Is this the mayor?
The terrible human being.
It's going to be the best mayor ever.
Who's going to vote for a werewolf?
All them witches, I guess.
And as you're getting closer and it seems like the spell is finishing, the witches start to notice you and they start disappearing.
Oh, shit.
As a reaction, hold on.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm going to cast Fairy Fire right here as a reaction.
Okay.
I got within 60 feet.
All right. You see that the fairy dust lands on them and they start to fade away. And the fairy dust also follows with them. They seem to be teleporting away.
Oh, no.
At least some of them. But these two right now, they have gone invisible. However, your fairy dust is outlining them, so you can still see where they're at.
They have a dexterity saving throw to resist it.
They're in the middle of dancing. They're not trying to resist the spell. They're going to fail.
All right. I'm going to cast Shatter. We're within 60 feet, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to cast Shatter. Guess it doesn't matter where I center it. It's going to hit all three of them. And the werewolf and the witches must make constitution saving throws.
Okay, they all got really high. There's a 20 on the die, 17 on the die, and 14 on the die.
Okay, so yeah, they all make it. Okay, so they all take 10 thunder damage.
Are you doing anything, Diamond?
Can I do anything? I can do things?
Well, yeah.
Sounds like that's always my response is like, I can do things? What?
No, whatever amazing, you can imagine. Whatever you can imagine, huh? No, then the werewolf and the witches disappear and we win.
I'm going to produce some flame, I guess. Get ready to attack.
You can attack. However, the werewolf is laying down at the moment, so he's prone to range. I mean, you'd have disadvantage to attack him, but the witches, you can see them quite clearly.
Fairy fire gives her advantage.
Okay, you have advantage on the two witches.
I can produce flame and throw it at the witches?
Does the fairy fire affect the werewolf too?
Uh-huh.
So I think that would be no effect on the werewolf, like no disadvantage, no advantage.
Right.
It's a 20-foot cube.
Diamond, you can move 30 feet forward and then be in range with your produced flame if you want to charge in anyway.
We might as well, right? Why not? How much is 30 feet? Like here?
That'll work.
I guess I can move closer.
No, it'd be like here.
Okay.
It's a few extra steps, but you jumped up on Erevan and jumped forward, so got some air.
Okay. Thanks for the launch, Erevan. Wait, I have advantage on the witches, so I can roll again.
Yep.
Oh, that's even worse. No.
What'd you get?
The first time I got a 3 and the second time I got a 1.
Oh, no.
Okay, I haven't added anything, though, so.
Well, their AC is not that low. Unless you're going to add like 10 to it.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, I missed.
All right, let's go ahead and roll up initiatives again.
Now it wants to give me a good roll. 19 fucking dice.
21.
They actually rolled decent. I got a 15.
All right, Erevan, you will be able to go first.
So how far away are the witches?
Precisely 60 feet from Tarim to you.
Is 30 feet about where Diamond is?
Just right behind her.
So I can move like here?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to move there and I'm going to Eldritch Blast Tarim.
All right. Now that you're through the fog, you see Zeiss is the redheaded witch that you met in the town. You recognize her now. The one that melted into the ground.
Cool. 23 to hit Tarim.
That's definitely a hit.
And that will be 11 damage. And I'm going to, guess I should have done this first, but does it seem like Tarim or the werewolf might be stronger?
You don't know.
What if I...
The more muscles are on the werewolf. So I don't know how that sways your thing, but
Tarim... We have fought Zeiss before.
Yeah. Tarim, you don't know. and the werewolf looks like it's going to be a problem.
Okay, I'm going to put my Hexblade's Curse on the werewolf, and that is my turn.
Diamond.
I'm going to do a magic stone. Just fling it at, I guess, Tiram. Is that who we're going for right now? It's a natural 20, so...
Ooh.
So 4, 5, 6, 7.
So it's produced... 9 points, you said?
7.
Is that with rolling your damage dice twice?
Oh, I'm supposed to roll it twice?
If you had a natural 20, that's a critical hit. So you get to roll your damage dice twice.
Oh, okay. So then 7 plus 6. 23? No, 13?
13 damage to Tarim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. All right. At this point, Tarim does look like she's been... she's hurt. Like she's... She's at least halfway through her hero points, as it were. Is that your turn, Diamond? Are you going to move any, or?
Not going to move. Does anyone need healing?
I'm good for right now.
I think we're good. I think I'm good.
All right, Morin.
Well, let me see how my range is for the spell here. 30. All right. Well, I'm going to hope that that werewolf doesn't have good wisdom.
I mean, it's kind of the mayor we're talking about here. I don't think he's very wise.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
Are we sure this particular werewolf is the mayor, though?
He's talking about votes.
And he was saying earlier he's going to be the best mayor ever.
Okay.
I'm going to attack Taryn or whatever her name is with the cannon. 23 to hit.
Yep.
Ooh, that's 20 damage. That's a lot.
That's a lot of damage. Phil Swift will be proud.
I think I took out her friend with that cannon. The critical hit of that cannon.
He shot her through the house, I believe.
Yep.
Wow.
This cannon is Witchbane.
I bet there's a bit of a look on Zeiss's face right now. PTSD kicking in.
That was my bonus action. It's my action. It's my last spell if I use that.
I have a feeling this is like the big fight of the session, though, so.
All right. I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter by saying, the only way you win is by voter fraud, sir. It's a wisdom saving throw.
And he fails it.
Okay, he starts laughing.
Yeah, the werewolf's laying on the ground.
Don't damage the mayor for at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to save him.
Diamond wanted to save him. That's my turn.
Does anybody have 19 hit points or less at the moment?
No.
No?
No, cannon.
All right. Taryn tries to put you guys to sleep and fails. And Zeiss shoots a magic missile at Diamond.
Oh, no.
Is it 2d4 or 3d4 to start with?
3, I think. I can look it up.
Diamond, you take 9 3. Points of force damage. It is 3?
Yeah.
Okay. And does the Sedge get a saving throw at the end of his turn each round?
I believe he does. Give me a sec.
Well, if he does, he failed. And it's going to be Erevan.
At the end of each of its turns and each time it takes damage.
Erevan.
I'm going to go... I'm going to guess it's like 30 feet from me to Tarim, right?
Yep. Right to her face.
All right. Going to get up close to her. Yeah, I'm going to Green Flame Blade, my great sword, 22 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And then that is 13 damage to Tarim and 4 damage to Zeiss. I'm going to be like, I don't want to sleep.
It's not my bedtime.
And that's my, it's not my bedtime yet. And that's my turn.
You said it was 4 to Zeiss?
Yep.
Okay. Diamond, it's your turn. Tarim laughs and is like, that's the worst casting of Hideous Laughter I've ever seen.
Shut up. We're trying to save you. Damn it. I guess I'm throwing another magic stone at Tarim. 17 to hit.
Yep.
4 damage.
Okay. Any movement? Careful of the hole in the floor in front of you. You don't want to fall into the abyss.
Maybe I do want to fall. I'm just kidding. I don't. Maybe I'll just move a little bit, like here by this light or whatever that is.
All right, Morin, your turn.
I will cannon, Taryn. No, maybe not. 12.
No, that's a miss.
Okay.
That was Tarim, right?
Yep.
Okay. Her AC is 14.
I will break out another one of new spells I got. And a Mind Sliver Tarim. Intelligence saving throw, 15.
Ooh, she failed. You said 15?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fail.
She's going to take 2 points of damage, and she will subtract a d4 from her next saving throw before the end of my next... I'll say, make fun of my hideous laughter.
Uh-oh.
I'll move there. I'm close to the abyss, but I'm always walking that line.
It's a line between reality and the void.
That's my turn, though, by the way.
Oh, shit. She has advantage on that saving throw.
Okay. Oh, made it.
Okay. So she doesn't get 2 damage and the saving throw reduction, right?
Right.
She's going to just claw at Erevan since he's close. Oh, 15. Is that a hit on Erevan? I don't think so.
Barely. You said you don't think so last time, too.
Yeah, it seems like you had 15 or 16 AC. So.
I had 16, and then you gave me a fucking chain shirt, and I should probably put the scale mail I had before back on, because 15
Yeah,
is,
with a block. Yeah,
15 is kind of low for a Hexblade Warlock anyway, so I'm just going to put that fucking scale mail armor back on and see what, maybe save the chain shirt for later or something.
Okay. You take 19 damage.
That's a lot.
Damn, what was that spell?
That was its claw, or her claw, which you see looks like a werewolf's hand at the moment.
So this is Tarim's claw?
Yep.
I'm gonna hellish rebuke her.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to need her to make a dexterity saving throw.
I think that's a fail at 14. Oh, wait, no, she has advantage.
14 is actually a success anyways.
Okay.
Let me just... Okay, so she is going to take 12 fire damage.
She's up to having taken 83 damage.
Damn. You're seeing Tarim's claws. Watch out for Occam's razor. Anybody?
Diamond.
Anybody?
Or no, not Diamond. It's Erevan, rather.
Morid's all hurt because she made fun of his jokes.
Yeah.
It's okay, so, Morid. I thought it was funny.
It's my turn then?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to Green Flame Blade, Great Sword, Tarim. 25 to hit. And that is 14 damage to Tarim. And then 4 damage to Zeiss.
Diamond. Your turn.
You know, I probably have to make new magic stones at this point, right? Like, unless I go up there and get my stones.
How many stones can you make at once?
I think 3, I think.
It's a bonus action, so you could just pick up some stones near the void there.
All right, I'm gonna do that. Pick up some void stones.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put some magic on those stones and throw them at Tarim, I guess, because that's who we're going for. Ooh, 19 plus 5.
Oh, that's a hit.
8 damage.
8?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. More it then. At this point, Tarim is starting to look a little freaked out. Also, she says, I've underestimated you.
That's obvious, as the cannon shoots at her. That's a 27 to hit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So that's 16 damage.
And she's done.
Well.
Hi, Tarim. It was nice meeting you. Sorry you had to die.
Oh, bless her heart. So Zeiss is going to get a good old firebolt to the face. Maybe, because that's only a
13. Burn, you witch.
13.
She's like, no, I didn't do anything.
Can't avoid me forever. That's my turn. Because 13 doesn't hit her, yeah?
No, 13 hits her.
Oh, it does? Oh, shit. Well, then.
Yeah, it was the other one that had 14.
Well, let me roll this 1 point of damage like I usually get. Oh, it's 2. It's 2 points of damage.
You're doing so great.
Morid's underwhelming fireball. That's his name of that spell.
She's like, oh, no, the hair that's on the left side of my head.
That's gone.
Danged.
She attacks Sidge and misses.
As he rolls in laughter. Voter fraud.
So he only gets one save. And he fails. So it's back to Erevan.
All right.
So awesome. He says, I'm on your side.
If you're on our side,
I'm going to run up to her and I'm going to be like, liar. And I'm going to swing at her with my greatsword.
Oh, geez. What was Diamond saying in the background there as he's swinging his sword?
Then give us the thing and change the werewolves back.
I also combine it with a booming blade. And right. I got a 20 on the die. Fuck you, Zeiss.
All right. You don't need to roll the damage on that. She's still hurt from the last fight with you.
Oh, so she just...
This time she doesn't melt away.
So I'm just like liar and I swing at her and she just gets flung to the other side of the room.
That'll be the nice way of putting what happened. She probably does not have a head anymore. And you are left with a laughing werewolf
mayor. Without her head? Rude.
I'm going to get canceled on Twitter now.
All right. Well, Sid, the actual big bad guy is laughing on the ground still because he keeps failing. What do you do?
I told you he's not at all wise.
Well, let's line up and get ready to smack him.
Wait, there's got to be a way to change him back to a human somewhere.
He's going to come after us. We can't leave him behind.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
Pockets.
All right. Yeah, you don't see the token that... they were dancing around with. One of the other witches must have had it on them.
They don't have the token.
More as you're watching, Sid, you realize that he's going to stop. The spell is starting to fade.
Well, if we're going to get a free shot, we're going to do it now because the magic's fading.
I mean, I guess there's nothing I can do. I can't find the stone or the thing, whatever it was.
This guy's shredded, so...
He starts turning back into a human. Back into his humanoid form.
No.
Erevan's in the bathroom. He's a bit close. But yeah, he's missing clothes. I don't think Erevan wants to stay that close. He says, wait, you guys. Wait, you don't have to kill me. I can help you.
Sure you can. These guys have been telling me nothing but horrible things about you since I came on this journey. So...
It's been a horrible mistake.
You've been a horrible mistake.
Oh, I was trying to find the witches. The whole time I was trying to track. I found them.
Your mom should have had an abortion.
Cold-blooded.
Should be deleted.
Sorry,
what did happen now? Mm-hmm.
He turned into a naked man.
I moved you away, Erevan.
Wait, he's naked?
Yep.
Do I have any, like, cloth or anything I can throw at him?
His naughty bits are out.
Does anyone here have any, like, illusion spells or anything?
Well, I mean, I appreciate all the offers here for your kind magics, but you were right, Mord. I gotta stop hiring people to do my work for me, and I decided... I'll go take care of these witches. Oh, they caught me, though.
Because you're incompetent.
We gave you to them. What are you talking about? What kind of spin are you trying to put on
the whole long?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Diamond to say I can shoot him.
I got him where I want him. They think I'm there. I'm there, Wolf, but I'm not. I'm my village's mayor.
I don't think you're elected anymore.
Nobody's gonna vote for a Lycan. Why did you do this to yourself?
Well, your friend did this to me, actually. He just admitted it. You see? Well, you see, I'm really good at this. He said he gave me.
You said it was your plan. So
it was. Mm-hmm. You see, it's arrogant.
What?
He's arrogant. I gotta be like, oh, this was my plan. Then he was like, oh, I'm a bad guy. That's what Moore just said.
He
gives people to the witches.
You said it was your plan, so it doesn't matter. You wanted this.
I keep looking at Diamond for the go-ahead.
Why would I give myself to witches?
You're dumb. I don't know.
Oh, hell.
I'm sorry, I can't do it with a straight face.
Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for a little mercy.
Oh, well, you're not doing it right. First of all, you're supposed to be on your knees groveling.
Well, if I get up, my naughty bits fall out. I just gotta keep them tough.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I prefer them this way too. I don't want to see that.
You're You're right. I don't want to see it either.
See, I'm not stupid. I know what you guys want. Do you have cloth, right? You're asking for cloth. Give me some cloth.
I reach into my backpack, and if I find some cloth, I just like crumple it up and throw it at his head.
Okay, yeah. He kind of makes a little wrap around himself, like the cover up and everything. Thanks. Thank you. It's very kind. So I could count on your vote then, right?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I don't mean for the election. I mean to live, right?
If you shut up.
All right.
Then you never run for mayor again.
Oh, I can't. Oh, hell. Why? I've been mayor for at least 25 years.
That was enough for me. I shoot him with a cannon. She said, if he shuts up, and he didn't, that's all I was waiting for.
Well, wait, I'll shut up. Watch.
I shot him. It's 12, though. I missed.
Oh, that was close.
I point over to Zeiss. I'm just going to be like, you see that? That's what happens to liars.
When did I lie? I mean, I can't talk. I'm sorry, I can't respond.
You can respond when spoken to, but otherwise you cannot speak. So I'm apparently making the rules.
Mm-hmm. Where's your dart throwing friend?
23 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
No, that's not much. 7.
All right, yeah, he quivers in fear, and he's just like, he doesn't say anything more. He just stays there waiting.
Should we like tie him up with some rope, just tie his hands, and then just bring him to the king? Let the king decide what to do with him?
I'm not bringing this guy anywhere near the king. You can bring him to, who's our guy?
Vicar Philip.
Yeah, you can bring him to Vicar Philip.
That's the king, right?
No.
Okay, well, let's tie him up and bring him there then.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to loot these guys.
Okay. All right, I think that's go ahead.
I'll see if there's anything of interest just there as well.
Shit, I guess me too. We all digging on the bodies.
I'm just not going to tie up a naked guy.
All right, I'll tie him up.
All right.
Put your penis away.
Put your what away?
Your penis.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. All right, that's good place to stop it.
Perfect ending. It's just the final last words of the session.
Get us away.
Just make that the end of the recording. It just ends there.
That's exactly what I'm planning to do.
Put your penis away. I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for playing. Sorry for going a little over, but we did get a late start. Hope that's okay with people.
Yeah. That's great. Welcome back, Diamond.
I mean, at the very least, it makes up for this session being like 3 weeks late or something.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Next time, we're going to go ahead and just start in Elkwood.
Do we like, everybody. Do we level up?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for mentioning. Yes, everyone's leveling up to
I think five, you mentioned that last time, like we're going to level up to 5 after this session or something like that.
Yeah. I just got the 4.
Early level up.
I thought you said you leveled up to 5.
I didn't. Well,
he preemptively leveled up to 5.
Well, I was using my spells like I was 5.